Psalm 92, a psalm or a song for the Sabbath. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. So to praise God is a good thing, because otherwise you get caught up in yourself. And yet when you realize the greatness of God, well, that lifts you up above yourself. It's a good thing to show forth your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. I think what he's saying is, yeah, this is a song for the Sabbath, but you don't just praise God once a week. You don't just praise God when you go to church. You yourself should praise him every morning and every night. You should praise him, he says, upon an instrument of 10 strings, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. So praise lifts you up from thinking about your own works, how well you're going to do at school, at work, in your career, in your family. And you think about God's works. O Lord, how great are your works, and your thoughts are very deep, because all God's works reflect his thoughts, just as our works, our deeds, reflect our thoughts in our hearts. An unspiritual person doesn't understand this. When the wicked spring up like the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity appear to flourish, they are going to be destroyed forever, but you, Lord, are most high forever. So the wicked appear to prosper, but it's just for a moment, and then they will be no more. Because your enemies, O Lord, your enemies will perish. All those who work sin will be scattered. But my horn you will exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I will be anointed with fresh oil. My eye will see my desire on my enemies, and my ears will hear my desire concerning the wicked who are rising up against me. The righteous will flourish like the palm tree. They will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. These trees grow straight and upright, and that's how we should be, not taking a break from God for a day, a week, a month, a year, 10 years, but growing up straight all the time. Those that are planted in the house of the Lord will flourish in the courts of our God, and they will still bring forth fruit in old age. They will be flourishing still to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. So even in old age, you don't sort of just stop being useful, as most people feel in old age. You will continue to have fruit if you are living the spiritual way.